zijn. People ask me why I never got married. I say it's like collecting shells on the beach. You know, you wander along and every time you see a decent looking shell you think, hang about, there's probably a much nicer one just a bit further along. And before you know it, you're right off the beach.
Just a moment, sir.
Oh, hello.
I'm afraid you can't go in there. That's a fitting room.
Well, it's my wife, you see. She's in there. She's been in there over an hour.
One of the reasons I never got married is the price of women's clothes. I mean, it's ridiculous. Those big bargain houses with the long lines that are ready to fall to pieces stuff are bad enough. But this place wasn't like that. I mean, there wasn't even a counter. Just acres of 3-inch deep carpet and big gilt mirrors. You sat down and waited for the models to show you the range. You had to flash a bank certified check before they'd even let you inside.
I can't wait any longer.
Your wife?
It's right in there, that one.
I'm afraid you're making a mistake, sir. There's no one in that fitting room.
Well, of course there is, so I go in.
That fitting room hasn't been in use today.
Well, I'll show you.
No, sir, you can't.
Adam Kane in
Dressed to Kill.
You got the back page?
What?
The back page, old son. The sports section.
This bit.
Yeah, that'll do.
It's gone up again.
What?
Cherry. Up 5p.
You noticed the time?
More money for the meter?
4:10. He's been in there nearly an hour and a half.
Goodness. Has he?
Went in at 3:15. Sunny's up, mate.
Well, you don't think that... Oh, no, don't be silly, Adam. It's a dress shop. What on earth could happen to him in there?
Women don't take that long to buy a dress.
It's perfectly obvious that you aren't married.
Do we go and look for him?
Well, he's not supposed to know we're looking after him, is he?
Fat lot of looking after we're doing out here.
It's all right. There he is, you see, coming out now.
Yeah.
He's going to his car. Get us started, Adam.
Where's his wife?
What?
He went in there with his wife. She isn't with him now.
I have no idea. It doesn't matter, does it? He's the important one. Oh, Adam, for goodness sake, get a move on. Look, he's starting his car. You'll lose him.
Who's that? Who are you?
Relax, old son.
Oh.
Oh, it's you.
Well, I know we're not that exciting, but you don't have to look all that unhappy. We're on your side, you know.
Sorry. You want a drink or something?
Were you expecting someone else, Dr. Manicom?
What?
You came out of that bedroom like you were expecting to see someone else.
Nonsense. Why would I do that? I'm not expecting anyone else.
Not even your wife?
What?
Where is she? You lose her in town somewhere.
What's that crack supposed to mean?
I say, steady on, Manicom. That was a joke.
Sorry. But, Jumpy, you guys breathing down my neck all the time.
The ambassador made it quite plain that we're only performing a service at the insistence of your own government, Dr. Manicom. You're a very important man. They don't want to lose you, do they?
Where is she, by the way?
Not that it has anything to do with you, but we had lunch at the Dorchester's. She met a friend there. They went shopping together.
Then she'll be back later.
Yes, of course she'll be back later.
Now, why would he want to lie about his wife?
We don't know that it is a complete lie. She might have met a friend in the dress shop.
Well, it's not a crime to buy a dress. Why pretend that they were at the Dorchester?
I've no idea. And it's none of our business. Our job is to look after Manicom. See that he comes to no harm before the meeting on Thursday. Then he flies home to America, we go back to Curzon Street. Quite a simple little task. Far too easy for talented people like us.
This meeting thing on Thursday, this mini bomb of his...
It's not actually a bomb. It's a mini reactor for power stations. They call it a bomb because it's a fusion reactor, like the H-bomb, you know. Far more powerful than conventional reactors, generates untold power. Wonderful invention.
Mm.
After he's shown it to the cabinet on Thursday, we'll probably order dozens of the things from America. Can't think what it'll do to our balance of payments.
Is it dangerous?
What?
Can it blow up or something?
Oh, good gracious, no. Safe as houses. That's why it's so useful.
I just thought, with a PM and the old cabinet in one room with a scientist and a mini reactor...
What are you talking about?
Well, be a bit of a muck-up if something goes wrong, won't it?
Malcolm, yes?
Dr. Malcolm?
Who's that?
No one you know. You may call me a well-wisher.
You have my wife.
Quite right.
What do you want?
Your wife is in excellent health, Dr. Malcolm.
What do you want?
Here, listen for yourself.
Yeah? That is you?
Jill?
I'm all right. There's nothing wrong with me.
Where are you?
I don't...
You see? She is quite well. I'd like a quite private word with you, Malcolm. I shall contact you this evening. Goodbye.
So, gentlemen, you can see that the Malcolm reactor will be a giant benefit to mankind. Not only will the fuel it uses be readily available almost anywhere on Earth, but the kilowatt output could be sent to rival installations over 100 times its size. In the right hands, this little fusion device is probably the safest nuclear pile on the planet. In the right hands, it is the safest. Right hands, safest. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Having trouble, Malcolm?
Oh, yeah.
Got cut off, did you?
Yeah, that's right.
Phone service in this country is terrible.
What do you want?
I came to see if your wife was back.
No, not yet.
Most of the shops shut half an hour ago.
Did they?
You're not worried about her, are you?
Of course not. Will you please leave me alone?
If there's something the matter, you better tell me.
There's nothing the matter.
You're no good to try and handle things yourself. You could get in a nasty bother like that.
I told you, there's nothing wrong.
Oh, there you are. I've just had a word with Devnish.
Yeah?
The Americans are being a bit silly about Thursday's meeting. They want full security at the reactor. The full red alert business.
Why?
Well, it is a top security device and all that. And despite what Manicum says about it, something could go wrong.
Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of.
Terrible thing if it blew up in the PM's face, wouldn't it?
Don't forget, we'll be there as well.
Quite right. Between now and Thursday, the only person who is allowed anywhere near it is Manicum himself. Right?
Between you and me, old Darley, I'm not too sure about Manicum either. I've seen a lot of blokes under tension. Manicum was in a bad way. His hands wouldn't relax. When he held something, he gripped it tight till the knuckles went all pink and white. He was dead scared of something or someone. He told us a lie about his wife. She was no more shot with her round the West End than I was. They hadn't been near the Dorchester. I thought about it for a while. I mean, they could have had a bit of a dust-up. She could have walked out of him. But Hank Maynard had said that they were in love. Well, they got married a week before they left America. He was supposed to be mad about her. If someone had kidnapped her, then they could probably get Manicum to do anything they wanted. Even at night, the front of the place looked posh. Gloria et C. Well, that's all it said. There wasn't a light on anywhere, but that didn't mean there was no one at home. There was a little alley down one side. Had to be a little service door at the back. Don't know what I thought I was going to find there, but Viv and I had seen Chad Manicom and his wife walk in, and Manicom walk out again an hour and a half later without his wife. Well, it was a logical place to start looking for her.
You a drink or something?
No, thanks. You can leave me alone.
Suit yourself.
You and that little strong-arm ape of yours.
I say, that's not a very nice thing to say about Adam Kane.
Where is he?
I've no idea. He never tells me anything. You're quite sure you don't want a drink?
I want to be left alone.
Not a very pleasant chap, are you? Can't imagine what it is about America.
Double scotch, no ice, no water.
When the drink comes, bring it to the table in the corner.
What?
I would like to talk to you, Dr. Manicom.
You?
Relax, Manicom. Keep your voice down.
Where's Jill?
I've told you, she's perfectly all right.
What do you want?
Oh, just a silly little thing.
I'm not rich. I can pay you something. Anything you want within reason.
What I want, Dr. Manicom, is not going to cost you a penny.
Disconnect. The door was easy enough to open. A corridor, pitch dark, not a light anywhere. Had to try and feel my way along it. Couldn't risk the torch yet. Had to try and... Blast. Clothes rack right across the passage. Careless Burks. What did they think?
Stay right where you are.
The light was blinding. I stood rooted. Couldn't work out where the voice was coming from.
Just one silly move and I'll blow your head off.
Learn to relax, Dr. Manicom. You're a very tense man.
Stop playing the fool with me. You've got my wife. I don't know how you did it, but you nabbed her from that fitting room at the boutique.
That's quite correct. You received the note we left in her place?
Don't tell MI6 or she'll die. Yeah, I got that. The message was loud and clear.
And I trust you'd not have been stupid enough to ignore it, Manicom.
They don't know a thing.
Good. Is one of them watching you at this moment?
He was. He's gone now.
Then we get down to business. If you do as we say, your wife will be returned to you on Thursday afternoon. That is the day after tomorrow.
That's the day I meet the Prime Minister in the Cabinet.
Correct. The day you take them to your famous reactor. The day you demonstrate the wonderful potential of your amazing invention.
Oh, I get it. You want the blueprint of the reactor. That's it, isn't it? You're a commie spy. You want me to hand over my plans of the reactor.
It often amazes me to learn how naive a scientist can be. In spite of his great learning, he's still a child in the ways of the world.
What are you talking about?
I would like you to cast your eyes across this little document, Dr. Manicom.
This? This is my...
The plan of your reactor. Exactly. They have been in our possession for a number of months now.
That's impossible. The CIA...
are probably aware of the situation. Nuclear reactors for peaceful purposes are not nearly as important as you imagine, Dr. Manicom.
Are you a commie?
I don't think I like the nasty way you say that word. It has the ring of the bigot about it. Commie. Rather like dog or pig.
Now you see here...
We have your wife, Manicom. Please do not forget that. That's better. Now, listen to me and listen carefully.
When my eyes finally got used to the light, I could see her. It was quite a shock. Not the great big double-barrel 12-bore she pointed at me chest, no. Her, the woman herself. She was wearing a black dress, but wearing, know what I mean? Like it was a second skin, elegant beyond belief. A tiny strand of matched pearls around her neck. Neat little black shoes under neat little nylon-covered ankles. Not an air out of place. She was a fashion plate. Tremendous. I like the way she held the shotgun, too. Efficient.
Who are you?
The gas man. I come to read the meter.
You're not a burglar.
Well, that's nice to know.
In which case, you must be from MI6.
From where?
Hank thought you might drop in. Are you armed?
Come and have a look.
Keep your hands way above your head. I can fire this thing quite easily with one hand.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm. 3.8 under the left arm. You're quite conservative, aren't you? Now then, what are we going to do with you?
What about a cup of tea and a chat?
I think we'll keep you on ice until Hank gets back. I think we'll let him decide.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Don't sound too happy. He doesn't like MI6 at all. He'll probably ask me to kill you.
Be silly, Malcolm. Our scientists have studied the plans. They have told me exactly what you can and cannot do with this reactor.
The built-in safety devices.
They can be short-circuited.
You can't mean it.
Naive. Just as I said.
It'd be devastating.
Exactly. A nuclear explosion in a tiny place. Everybody will be blown to little atoms. Just this big, right?
I'll be there as well. I'll be in that room.
You can time the explosion to suit yourself. You can give yourself time to get away. Our scientists have assured me it can be done.
It's impossible.
Consider the alternatives very carefully, Malcolm. Either you do as I say. Either you destroy the British Prime Minister and his cabinet, or I destroy your wife. In the most brutal fashion I can imagine.
Streak of light under the door. I couldn't see what sort of prison she dumped me into.
Who's there? Who are you?
But I wasn't alone.
Look, keep away from me.
Mrs. Manicum?
Please, stay away.
Are you Mrs. Manicum?
You know who I am.
Believe it or not, I'm on your side, Mrs. Manicum. I'm in the same spot you are.
Who are you?
I'm... Well, it doesn't matter. I come looking for you.
Chance, and you?
Yeah, that's right. One from your husband. I came to let you out.
That dreadful woman caught you.
Yeah.
She's quite terrifying.
I noticed.
I've been looking for you, Manicum. Manicum, what's the matter?
I am tired. I'm up to bed.
I haven't seen your wife yet.
What? No, she's staying with a friend.
You might have let us know.
Excuse me.
Who were you talking to a moment ago?
No one. I was talking to no one. Excuse me.
What a very rude man.
MI6, I'm sure of it.
What do you look like?
Quite short, well-built, good-looking in a rough sort of way.
London?
What?
Does he have, what do you call it, a Cockney voice?
Oh, yes, very pronounced.
Adam Kane.
You know him?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that one. You've done very well, Gloria. Very well indeed.
Thank you.
The most dangerous man in MI6. We can take no chances with that one.
Do you want me to kill him?
Not yet. Not until Thursday.
reactors in that building over there. Manicum, are you listening to me?
What?
I said the reactor's in that building over there.
I know where it is. I set it up.
Oh, yes, of course you did. I shouldn't be driving you there today. The meeting's not until tomorrow morning.
I told you, I have to adjust it. It takes time.
What sort of adjustments?
Routine things. It doesn't run itself.
I thought that was the beauty of the thing. Fully computerized and all that.
This one's still experimental.
It is quite safe, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean, it won't blow up in our faces or anything like that.
Don't be ridiculous.
I'm sorry, old man. I was only asking. I wish Adam was here. I can't think what's happened to him.
I know what this is all about.
Then I wish you'd tell me, love.
They're communists. They admitted it to me.
Go on.
They're terrible people. They're going to blackmail Chad into blowing up his reactor.
What?
Tomorrow. When your prime minister's there. They want to kill the prime minister and the cabinet. You don't believe me?
Oh, I believe you, all right.
What are you going to do about it?
At this moment, sweetheart, I'm not quite sure.
Feet.
What?
You heard me. Are you getting up, or do I come in and fetch you?
You gonna shoot me, then?
It's none of your business. Where's the girl?
What girl?
Where is she, Kane? Where's she hiding?
Right behind the door.
Now! Look out for the gun!
Adam? She's...
Don't look at her. She's dead. Let's get out of here.
The PM's just got in, Manicum.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you.
Yeah.
You'd better go in and get it over with.
Yeah, I'd better do that.
Couldn't help it. She was going to shoot us both anyway.
Oh, that terrible face.
Now, the other one, the bloke.
Oh, he's a Hollander, I think. He had an accent.
Hank Fennec, I guess it's his sort of style.
Where is he?
I guess he's going to watch the bang.
We're going to stop them. And we're going to get there on time, aren't we?
Just a moment.
I beg your pardon?
Not in there. That's restricted.
I'm a journalist. I have a card.
Press through here.
Oh, thank you.
Stop him, Pete. Get that
money. Where have you been?
Oh, please. Tell me what's going on.
Which way to the reactor? Through there. Manicum's in there with a PM. Adam, no, you can't go through there.
Come on over.
Well, who's that? Mrs. Manicum. Come back, Adam.
Manicum.
Don't do it. I've got your wife.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm all right. My turn at the moment.
Not much. Why?
I wondered if you could spare me for a couple of hours.
Why?
Thought I'd take Mrs. Manicum shopping.
Shopping?
For some clothes. I thought we owe her that much.
Oh, yes, yes, that's fine. Here, just a moment. You don't mean we're going to pay for them?
That's right. Petty cash can stand it.
Don't be ridiculous, Adam. Have you any idea what women's clothes cost these days?
Yeah. And do you know the going price on a new prime minister?
My name's Adam Cash.
My name is Adam Kane. It's broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkindale as Adam Kane. The series is written by Dale Cutts, produced by Margaret Heal,